Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Don't Believe of the Week on Liberty Unite on the Free Talk Live Network. Charlie, just in case you're wondering, I know that this is near and dear to your heart. Climate change has a bigger impact on LGBTQ plus couples than straight couples. So it's been Climate Week or whatever. We had Earth Day, where you're supposed to care about the Earth this week. And they're now, they want you to know, like, I know you're worried about climate change, but here's a reason to be worried about it. It has way bigger impact on LGBTQ plus people. Mm. Okay,
yeah.
It has a disproportionate. Climate change is actually bigoted, you know, against the letter people.
Yeah.
You know,
I saw recently someone was diagnosed with issues related to climate.
Came
change.
Came down with climate change. Yeah.
They came, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
now, this person looks to be about 600 pounds.
I saw that pose, yeah.
But
came down a little bit of climate change.
Yeah.
Other than that, perfectly healthy.
Yes.
Read some stuff.
All right. Same-sex couples are at a greater risk of climate change-related threats than their heterosexual peers, a new study has found.
No, it hasn't. Just so you know. No, it hasn't.
God. Because LGBTQ, SAI, LMNOP plus people disproportionately live in coastal areas and cities, as well as areas with poorer infrastructure and less access to resources, they are more vulnerable to climate hazards, according to a report from the Williams Institute at UCLA School of Law. What are they studying at the School of Law?
So what they do in this study is they take like all, here's all of the letter people, and you got all the letter people, and you say, well, where do a percentage of them live? You say, well, a lot of them live around coastal cities because they got to wear like their thongs and stuff, you know, Speedos and all that.
Yeah.
Where else are you going to wear a Speedo? You got to go to like Miami and stuff like that. And so they're like, well, there's a greater percentage of them that live there. Now, what they don't do is say, okay, well, if you look at the coastal areas, are a greater percentage of the people who live in the coastal area letter people, or is it more heterosexual people that live there? Actually, what you'd find is that statistically, way more of the people who live around the coast are not gay. And so therefore, whatever these climate hazards are around the coastal cities would still affect non-gay people more than it would statistically. If actually, you know what? It would affect every single person, regardless of who they bone. Every person the same way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Regardless of who, where they put their, you know, into whom.
Yeah.
Which is fine nowadays.
Or, yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
No one cares.
No.
At all.
Nope. I don't know what else to say about that.
No, no.
I'm trying to keep it radio friendly.
I know. I've been trying to think of ways to, I'm not even sure if I can say bone.
But I didn't even bring a pair of scissors
honestly,
with me today.
No.
So.
You can't.
I don't know how to cut this
you
story
can't cut
up.
It. You can't cut it
you
up.
Can't.
I gotcha.
Yeah. I don't know what to do.
On top of all this, you have to believe that all of our weather events are caused by climate change and not just climate. You know,
yeah.
I saw someone post like, oh, we've got.
Also, I mean, at what point do we end the race and we like declare a winner of the most victimized person or group of people on the planet?
I don't know. I wonder who that would be.
You know?
You know what? They don't live in America. I'll tell you that.
Is it starving children
whoever
with cancer?
Whoever the biggest victim is on the planet is not in America.
Is it like starving children with the cancer?
Mm.
Okay. It's like that's clearly not their fault at all. They're a kid with cancer and they're starving because they live in a
Are they dying of thirst too?
Probably.
Do they have legs or they don't have legs?
Probably not.
What's their status on legs?
Less legs.
Okay.
Are
they bearing arms?
I just don't understand the rush. I don't, like, what does this do for LGBTQ plus people?
All of this, the only thing this does is it goes to each individual group and it says you should care about climate change because it affects you more than it affects them. And so they go to black people and they say, oh, climate change disproportionately affects minorities. So when people talk about climate change, you're like, oh, yeah, that's bad because it disproportionately affects minorities. Plus, it's mostly caused by white people in capitalism. So I'm against that. And so therefore, anytime someone talks about putting money towards it, I'm in favor of that because it's going to somehow help me and it's going to hurt whitey. You know, and then they do the same thing for all the different letter people. And you can add as many letters as you want in there. There's a plus sign afterwards. Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Yeah.
And so you find every single group of people that is not a straight white male. I'm sure climate change even disproportionately affects white women.
Yes.
Straight white women are the only person not affected by climate change are people like us.
Right.
We have... Climate change bounces off of us.
We have Mighty Mended.
Okay, I got you.
That can withstand hurricane force winds. You know, those straight white males invented that stuff.
That's true. You know?
And we're hoarding all of it.
Just want to grab that American flag. Oh, man. I forgot about that commercial. I got to look that up sometime. Okay, that's enough on number two.
All right, okay. Number three,
we talked about this guy last week, remember?
We did.
Power went out, we came back, and we talked about this guy. His name was, Dexter Taylor, I think is his name, the NYC man convicted over gunsmithing. Well, some of the information coming out from the trial is concerning to me. You see, they were going to make a civil rights / Second Amendment argument. Now, imagine you're making guns, and you're like, hey, I'm an American, and I've got an inherent right to make guns. Okay, so their defense team decides if they're going to come in here and they're going to make this great, well-thought-out argument about how this is bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Got to remember to edit that out, but whatever.
Mm. 18 minutes.
And so they're gonna make that argument. And as soon as they start to make this argument, the judge says, Charlie...
Do not bring the Second Amendment into this courtroom. It doesn't exist here. So you can't argue Second Amendment. This is New York.
By the way, Charlie, that was in their opening statement. The judge interrupted the, you know how you have your opening closing arguments from the, typically you don't see a ton of interruptions in that. The judge interrupted the opening arguments multiple times. Dismissed the jury, had him leave, and was like, no Second Amendment here. This is it. This is New York.
Yeah.
What?
I will say there's a positive thing about this, though, because this is on the record.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. And so this is easily going to be appealed now. Whatever this judge decides, it doesn't matter.
No.
Because this is easily, I think, going to be appealed, perhaps all the way to the Supreme Court if they keep making stupid mistakes like this.
Now, what they could have said, this would have been different if the judge would have said, hey, we're not arguing the Constitution here. Like, New York has a law, and we're arguing about whether or not you broke that law. You want to argue about the Constitution and your Second Amendment rights? You got to go above us. You got to go to the state Supreme Court, district court, U.S. Supreme Court, and that's where we'll talk about whether or not your Second Amendment rights being violated. You know, but right here, New York has a law, and we're deciding whether or not you broke this law. And that's the job of this local judge right here to make that decision. Instead, she said, you can't argue the Second Amendment. This is New York.
Yeah. Concrete jungle.
Yeah.
Where dreams are made of, except that they're gun dreams. Yeah, unless God. You want to be a gunsmith.
Are you ready for the Civil War?
The Boog?
Yeah, you ready for the old boog that happened?
I don't know, man.
Man, we gotta keep going here, even though I just skipped past like four slides worth of information, because this girl solved all of our problems.
Mm.
When you look at her, you think that girl is probably really smart, and she's going to be able to solve most of our problems, I bet.
How many filters does she have on?
I don't know. That's definitely not her face.
Yeah.
We know that. Do we need to give a PSA right now about girls not actually showing people their faces? Because it drives me nuts. I don't know who started this trend. I don't believe either that it was men. I really don't.
Yeah. The whole makeup and filters and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It's definitely not. Men want to see what you actually look like.
Yeah.
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 Like what is?
Because we can't judge you until then.
Yeah. Show us your face. Your real face.
Okay, anyhow, she's going to solve inflation. I regret to tell you that this person actually seems to be serious.
Mm.
And I need you to keep that in mind.
Okay.
While we're watching the video, that this is actually being serious. So okay. Here we go.
Right. USA is in debt. Everybody's in debt. Why don't we just print more money? And hold on, because I've heard the whole inflation, it'll go up topic. We'll just don't. Just don't make it go up. Just get the printers going. Let's print some more money. Like, what? Aren't we the ones printing money? Hold on.
Let How me many Adderalls did you take before making this?
All of them.
Make paper. The paper is money. Okay, so we cut down more trees, snip, and we print some more money. The
Money's
world
not made out of paper.
Would be a better place if I was president. No inflation, nothing goes up. We just print more money. We don't just give it away, but we print it, and then we're not in debt anymore. Because aren't we like
Slay,
a lot
queen.
In debt? Okay, I'm not stupid. I'm not stupid.
For
real though. Should I like go tell the president? Like, hey, I know we're having some
you
financial.
He would probably listen to you.
I just have a little idea.
Why would you tell the president? He's already doing this.
Isn't it just like that simple? I feel like so many world problems are just like really simple solutions. Like what other? I mean, I guess the printers, they cost some money. Maybe labor.
You know what? I'm not even mad.
Me either.
I'm envious. I really am.
Ignorance
like I
is
wish.
Bliss.
Yes. It is. I wish I could float through life like this, you know, and I'm not going to make any assumptions. I mean, maybe, you know, daddy bought her that car, potentially. It's not going to make any assumptions.
She's like probably, her dad's probably in the gas station. She's probably in the passenger seat making a video right now.
But just, I'm envious of the way she can just solve problems.
I know.
You know, and it just all makes sense easily in her head.
Mm-hmm.
This is perfect.
You know what the more sad part about this is that probably
has a college degree.
She's probably going to go to Columbia or Harvard or something like that. I don't know. And the problem is someone is going to validate her feelings on this. They're like, no, those people dragging you on TikTok right now. No, don't listen to them. You're right. We do need to do this kind of thing, you know, and they're just going to make her feel like. She's right about this, and everyone who's dragging her on Twitter or TikTok or all that they're just the enemy. They're just oppressors,
Here's the other problem. She probably listened to, what's that other TikTok creator that we've debunked several times?
Yeah. She's on TYT now.
Yeah, she does sound smart. Her name is...
I can't remember her name.
I want to say it's Malia or something like that. Anyway, she actually does sound smart. I think Burbank or something.
Burbank, yeah.
Yes. Burbank.
Katie?
Katie Burbank, maybe?
I don't remember.
She's probably listened to her, and she talks about printing more money in modern monetary theory. And so people are eating that kind of stuff up, and so they do think that, I mean, her solution her whole life has probably been like, oh, when I was out of money, I would just ask for more money, and it would present itself.
Give it to me.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so she's like, huh, we're in all this debt. Why can't we just make more money? We make money. Just make more of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's problem solved. That's how money works, right?
Yeah.
You just make more. Like if I'm lacking money, you just make more and it just appears for me. And then I can buy my makeup, my face crap that I put on and I can micro bleed.
I think there's a lot of
my eyebrows and I can,
there's a lot of filter going on there too.
I can purchase additional Instagram filters or Snapchat filters.
You see this stuff right in there. You see how that's kind of smudgy, blurry. See a little bit of blur right there. There's you know, pretty good definition of a lot of things, but when you see like the blur right there under the eyes, there's one of those filters that makes your face look fake. And that's what people are going for these days, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can tell she has extensions. I can see them.
I couldn't point those out.
Right here.
Oh, do they
see
start
her hairline?
You see right in here this
Well, see, this is her right here. Yeah.
Okay.
That's her normal
right in there.
Hair. And then underneath that, you can tell.
There's more coming out through
that's
there.
That's extensions.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
See? And when you, see? If you don't have enough hair, you just ask for
just
more
print
hair.
More hair.
Yeah. They'll just give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the solution, man. This is great.
I don't think anyone listening needs us to talk about why clearly printing money is going to lead to more inflation. There's nothing you can do if you just arbitrarily print money and there's no value back behind it. If there's no production that happens behind the printing of the money and you just flood the market with more money supply, see 2021, 2022, what happened after that? When you just flood the market with more money supply, there will be too many dollars out there. There'd be more dollars chasing the same amount of goods that there were beforehand. And like an auction, if you went to an auction, let's say you go to an auction and everyone there is there with the money that they brought with them in this town. But before the auction starts, you go there and you give each one of them $10,000. Do you think the prices at auction are going to be different than they would have been before you handed everyone $10,000?
Yeah. Well, you just print more art. So like if you're auctioning off art, right, you just print more.
I got you.
And then everyone gets a piece of art. You know,
fake art that doesn't actually have value behind it. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but everyone gets one.
That's true. Okay. All right, next thing, we're going to talk a little bit about these protests going on the campuses. I talked a lot about them yesterday.
Do you feel bad for her in any way?
No, she's going to be fine. Okay. She's going to find a baby daddy that's going to give her, print whatever money that she wants to
she'll
show up in her account.
Half.
Yeah, and then eventually she'll take half of all of his stuff, and then she'll be the victim probably after that.
Yeah.
So no, she's going to be just fine. So Greg Abbott posted this post that I don't agree with. A quick synopsis of these protests.
A quick synchrony, yeah.
And my thoughts on them, not yours particularly, would be that nonviolent protests are good, that you should have those, okay? And just because people are protesting does not immediately make it bad. I don't particularly care what the content of the protest is because you have the right to protest. Where the difference comes in is, where are you protesting, and are there rules for the property on which you are protesting, the property that you do not own and that someone else owns? Are there rules? Did you, perhaps as a student, sign up for these rules when you agreed to pay this college way too much money? And so even if you are organizing a love-filled, nonviolent protests where you're just holding up a sign and everyone's happy and no one's getting assaulted or blocked or whatever, that still doesn't mean that you just have a First Amendment right to be there, because there are rules that the property owners have set out for people on this property. Okay? That's what I'm protecting to you. You can't just say, well, I have First Amendment rights, so therefore I'm going to go to your neighbor's house, I'm going to hold up a sign, and I'm going to live stream over there because I'm protesting.
Yeah.
No, I can't do that.
Inside their house.
In their house. No, I can't. Yeah. All right?
Yeah.
All right. Greg Abbott says, arrest
Why
me.
Are you calling out my neighbors? They're pretty nice here.
Yeah, they're pretty nice people. Over
great
there.
People. Mm-hmm. I have great neighbors.
Yeah.
You know? You could have them, too, if you wanted.
Arrest me. Send Charlie an email. charlie@goodmorningliberty.us if you would like to be Charlie's neighbor's neighbor. Mm-hmm. Greg Abbott says, arrest being made right now and will continue until the crowd disappears. This is at UT Austin. These protesters belong in jail. Anti-Semitism will not be tolerated in Texas, period. Students joining in hate-filled anti-Semitic protests at any public college or university in Texas should be expelled. No, that's not free speech.
No,
that is not. It doesn't matter what the content is. Someone else could flip around and say, oh, you're supporting the Second Amendment. Oh, you're against transitioning children at the age of 5. That's hate.
Mm-hmm.
You hate. Yep. You must be expelled. No.
So these are public universities, which means
this is
that
a public university.
People do have a right.
They
to
still
be on
have
that
rules
property.
For their grounds. There are rules, but I don't know specifically what changes when it's a public university.
The problem is a government, it's public, so a government cannot make rules against protesting.
Potentially.
It's not private land.
We literally have to look up the rules on this because they were able to charge these people with trespassing.
Well, it's
and
not
there,
right.
There has to be rules that they're following.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a public university then.
Mm-hmm.
It should be private property.
We can make that argument.
The problem is it's not private property.
But then that also gets extended, the same argument gets extended to a bunch of other private universities that are dealing with the same thing right now.
Because they take public funds.
Yeah, because they take public funds.
Take public funds.
Yeah, don't drive on roads. Don't send your kid to a school. Yeah. Don't do any of that. Therefore, the government can do whatever they want. Or anyone can do anything, anywhere, because all of us have taken public funds at some point in time. So that's the problem with public funds that shouldn't exist.
Exactly.
That problem right there.
That's what I'm saying.
Here's my problem. Greg Abbott did not list out any rules that were broken, any trespassers violating trespassing laws that have violated that. All he said was, I don't like what these people are saying, and they belong in jail. They need to be expelled.
And in all fairness, I don't like what they're saying either, by the way.
I don't like most of what they're saying
either.
That's another person, Josh Hammer, saying your move, Ben Sasse. This is having to do with Florida, University of Florida, arrest, prosecute, I can't talk today, and deport as appropriate for some of these people. It just, to me, it just depends on whether or not they signed up for rules for the grounds that wherever it is that they're going to college. Did they sign a thing saying, okay, I know that we can't have an encampment on these grounds. I can't block this right of way through here. I can't, whatever, have loud, noisy speakers or megaphones. Did they sign up voluntarily for rules on the grounds where they decided to voluntarily go to school? That's my question.
And that would be a contract.
Yes, that you signed. Okay, staying on the protest for a minute. Luckily, someone caught up with a couple protesters that were upset about stuff.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
And so it's always good to check in on, like,
upset protesters.
You ever ask, why is this happening? And it's a good thing to know why it's happening.
And what would you say is the main goal with tonight's protest?
I think the goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stop. I honestly don't know all of what NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing? About what? About Israel. Why are we protesting here?
She could not have had a better response.
I wish I was more educated. God, again, I'm sorry to keep pointing this out. I just can't help but notice, but the, you know, the medicine these people must be on. These are your pupils.
Yeah.
Are this big. They're taking in so much with lights right in your face. Typically when light is right in your face, your pupils will dilate.
Yeah.
They'll get smaller. But she has taken enough Adderall to make sure she sees everything.
She sees the whole world right there.
Good Lord.
Okay. We got so many dumb bleeps to go through and so little time to do it. Of course, remember, you can get your vote in on these dumb bleeps. We do this every single week on our podcast, Good Morning Liberty. Go to joingml.com and join the Fed Haters Club and find us on your podcast apps. You can listen to 1,225 episodes of Liberty Goodness.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Immigration remains the top concern in the U.S., marking the third consecutive month it's ranked number one, according to a recent Gallup poll. Other concerns listed by respondents include the economy, inflation, and government. During the announcement of a sales tax holiday renewal, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis addressed a reporter's question about the Biden campaign's focus on Florida and its new 6 weeks abortion law.
I understand they would try to figure out anything they could to try to change the dynamic or to try to change the focus.
DeSantis said that President Biden and Vice President Harris want to emphasize abortion because their administration has failed on other issues. Pro-Palestinian protests are escalating on U.S. college campuses. At Columbia University, protesters barricaded themselves inside an academic building overnight. The school is suspending students through next school year if they refuse to leave the encampment. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Let's continue on with Dumb Bleep of the Week. This is Liberty Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network. We got to get on to number six, okay? The TikTok ban got signed.
I saw that.
This week.
So they have a year to sell.
A year. It used to be 6 months, but they changed it to a year, so it happens after the election.
Yep.
Because that's how dangerous TikTok is
it
or
is.
National security.
It is.
You know, you want to give them extra time.
Yes.
I do think that in America, we've got the right to view content, whether or not people like the content, whatever it is. I think that America has property rights, free market values, and that we believe that those rights extend to everyone and that we should treat all businesses that way around the globe. Our friend Josh, see, TikTok came out and said that they're not selling. I'm selling.
Yeah, it got on a little platform with a microphone.
Or it's later in the Big Short, the scene with Steve Carell, and he's like, I say when we sell. That one right there. They're not going to do it. So Josh says that, number one, Congress and the president shouldn't be interfering in the market like this. I have a question. Why does he believe that Congress and the president should not be interfering in the market like this?
Because then it wouldn't be a free market.
Because the government shouldn't have this power. And two, the people have their own property rights. Businesses have their own property rights and that we shouldn't be interfering in the market. Mm-hmm. But he holds those principles so dear that he believes that the fact that TikTok is refusing to sell is a red flag about its owner's true intentions. And that's going beyond their business interests if they won't take the payout. Therefore, if someone says, Elon Musk, you are a threat to national security, and I would like to pay you $44 billion for X. If he's like, no, I'm not selling X, you're like, oh, see?
Yep.
You see how threatening that is
red
to national
flag.
Security?
Mm-hmm.
That's a red flag. No, it's not. The fact that you want to force someone to sell their company, and you don't want to sell it, does not back up any of their claims. If you believe that number one is true, Josh, you put it as number one. You said Congress and the president shouldn't be interfering in the market like this. Why? Well, because individuals have rights, because people have property rights, because the government shouldn't have this kind of power. And so what if they say, well, because number one is true and because I want to own my own stuff, I'm not going to sell just because they're telling me, because I want to own this company. I think it's pretty cool. I like this company. It's you know, I like the stock.
And it could be infinitely more valuable than the whatever they're offering.
Yeah.
Or what they could sell it for today.
Well, plus, when you're under the a forced sale, the price goes down.
Yes.
Because you have to sell it.
And it's like eminent domain. It's like, okay, you own this thing, let's say property. It doesn't matter. Let's say the government's going to give you 100 times what your property is worth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if you don't want to sell.
No.
Like, it could mean... You could give me $100 trillion, you know, and I wouldn't give up something. I don't know what it would be.
Which is nice, because you'd be able to put on a thing that you have a $100 trillion asset.
Yeah.
You know, because someone wants to pay you that for
it. Yes. It doesn't matter. That doesn't mean it's a red flag.
No.
You know, I think about eminent domain just because I think about, you know, sometimes at first when I was like, oh man, they offered like, you know, $5 million for this little house that, you know, would only be worth, you know, a couple hundred thousand a month. But to them, it's like it's a family heir that means so much more to them than $5 million, this piece of property. You know, it's where the Indians are buried underneath their house, and they see the Indian spirits come up, and their dogs are buried in the backyard.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the cats are always digging them up.
Well, if there's Indian spirits and they buried their dogs, we have to consider the possibility that those dogs have risen from the dead and are now going around causing mayhem in the local community, because I've seen several Pet Cemetery movies, and that's exactly how it worked out.
Then you wouldn't want to sell that, would you?
No, that's very valuable property. So okay, let's so serious. We're so serious about everything.
Yeah.
Matt Walsh gets dumb bleep number 7. He plays this video of Danny Thompson. He's going to Wendy's, and he's using fresh AI, and they're using this to automate their drive-through ordering.
He's one of those conservatives that just doesn't understand the free market.
So Matt Walsh says,
unpopular opinion among conservatives anyway. Yep, definitely true, because at least conservatives worth their salt are actually free market people.
They at least talk about the free market.
Yes.
You know?
But there probably needs to be laws against this. AI is going to wipe out 80% of the jobs on the planet if we don't do something.
If I were to think about something that's going to wipe out 80% of the jobs on the planet, I think we should get a time machine and we should go back and we should ban combines and tractors. So, you know, used to, almost everyone was a farmer, and that was their job.
Mm-hmm.
And that was their productivity level. They created food and they survived. And so everyone was a farmer, almost. And so we invented all of this machinery for farming. You know how many jobs a combine took away? For those of you who don't know, a combine is a tool for harvesting. Okay? It's like a harvester. Okay? No. Don't. Don't. What, are you going to say it disproportionately affected minorities?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, my God.
Not funny, Charlie. Not funny at all. Why don't we get rid of cars? Okay. Do you know how many people used to shoe horses for a living, used to breed horses, sell horses, take care of them, you know?
I can't believe you said that out loud.
Well, I was asking what you were thinking, and you agreed. Okay. I didn't say it.
But you knew what I was thinking.
I knew exactly what you were thinking. Yeah, because I know who you are. We got a few minutes here. You can go back throughout history, and you could look at any number of inventions that destroyed tons of jobs. Electricity destroyed so many jobs. It created other jobs also. Okay. Cars destroyed so many jobs. Tractors and combines destroyed jobs. We should go back and kill the person that invented the refrigerator, you know, because people used to have more jobs bringing fresh products to people because they couldn't store it, you know. This is always the case. What you want to have is a market where when a job gets destroyed, new jobs can pop up in their place. We, not us, the government, keep doing things to make it harder and harder for new jobs to pop up in their place. And that is the actual problem when it comes to technological innovation. Technological innovation is fine, okay? This one's called baseball stuff. The number of black American players in Major League Baseball has plummeted to just 6%, offering a warning about what can happen when institutions de-emphasize diversity. This is what happens when you go against DEI. You see those Major League Baseball teams, they were only picking black people to help their diversity numbers, not because they were better than other people at all. MLB, unfortunately, is a prime example of what it looks like to talk the talk without always walking the walk. I think that's the only thing I put in here from this article. They did not mention some of the numbers that I'm going to mention real quick. Here are the numbers. 59.7% are white. Now, this argument is that we are de-diversifying the MLB. My question is, what does diversity mean? I'm not really sure. Because what did it used to be? See, this is 2023. For white people, it used to be 61%. So actually, the number for white people has gone down. Also, what is that? What was that, 59? Yeah, it's gone down a little over a percent. Okay. And so that went down. What is it? Who took these jobs? How do we de-diversify the MLB right here? Because we're against DEI, and therefore it must be mostly white people, even though the percentage of white people has also gone down. Turns out the enemy here are Latinos and Asians.
And Asians.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so this is what happens when you stop making diversity a priority. White people go down in the statistics, and black people go down the statistics, and those numbers flow to Latinos and Asians.
Yes, that's less diversity.
And that is less diversity. Yes. So my question is, what is diversity? Is now diversity just black people?
Yes.
Is all it means? Because that has to be what it means, right? Because you saw the percentage of white people went down, too. And we have less diversity. White people down in percentage equals less diversity.
But they still have almost 60%, so that's a monopoly.
I guess so. It's a monopoly.
Yeah.
They control 60% of the MLB.
The whole sports thing is so ridiculous because sports is the greatest example of meritocracy there is.
Mm-hmm.
Teams are only going to select the best players. They don't care what the color of your skin is, I promise you.
No.
Now look at the NFL. It went from mostly white to hardly white.
Just to be clear, people did used to care what the color of your skin was.
True.
A long time ago.
Yes.
You know, that's why we know who Jackie Robinson is.
Yes.
Because these annoying people keep bringing him up all the time.
Yeah.
You know.
But now, these days, I mean, you know, since the 70s, 80s, 90s, at the very latest, all they care about is how good of a player are you.
What is the percentage for the NBA? Anyone have those stats readily available? It's got to be.
I don't know.
So heavily diversified, and by diversified, I mean it's got a lot of black people and not a lot of other people. So that's diversity. It's like the most diversified league that there probably is. So
2021, the NBA is composed of 73.2% black players, 16.8% white players, 3.1% Latino players, and 0.4% Asian players.
Mm.
6.6% of the players were classified as either multiracial or other races. So 73.2% black for the NBA.
Good for them. They need to bump those numbers up, though. Those are rookie diversity numbers.
Yes.
I went all the way up to 100%. I went full diversity in the NBA, 100% black people.
That's the other thing. You have to realize that players are going to other sports now, too. Like, soccer is becoming a lot more popular in America than it used to be. So, even for white players, whatever.
They're even letting black people in hockey now.
Yeah. NASCAR.
You know? NASCAR?
Yeah, they're letting them in NASCAR now.
All right.
Yeah. Remember that whole noose diversity?
Yeah, that's what happened when they started diversifying NASCAR.
That's right.
Okay.
All right, well, I got to go. Love you, bye.
I know you got to go now. Okay, we'll go back over a couple things. That was number 9. Let's go to number 8. We'll play a video. Let me switch this over to just me on the screen. Nope, not just me. I want me with the screen. Okay, there we go. There's the right button. Okay, this is a squatter. This is a reporter who's wearing a robe. I don't know why. Maybe it must be the thing, Fox Morning Show, something like that. I don't know exactly what the reason is. This is technically number 8 in the list for the people that are going to be voting. Squatters are one of the most infuriating people that I can think of. Just in case you've never listened to the show before, the idea that you would just go to someone else's property and claim to have a right to that property, even if you spent money, even if you fixed something. Like, oh, I painted a room, so now I'm a squatter and I can stay here. It is the exact opposite of property rights. It destroys property rights, and property rights are what differentiated America from so many other places. It's why America grew the way that it did and became the leader of freedom for a little bit. For people. Here's this video.
If I left my house, say for a month.
And a half.
You think you would be entitled to move in there?
Well, I'm not the only one that is squatting. It's a lot of other people on the block, if you want to be technical. You know, and a lot of people encouraged me to do what I'm doing now.
But she wants her place back.
Yeah, but I have put a lot of work in here, and I spent a lot of money. I am on a fixed income.
Is that power hooked up legit there?
My power is...
That's not legit.
It's not legit.
No, you stealing a bit of power.
I am blessed. I receive Social Security. I don't have
what happened?
Security.
Disability?
Yes.
What's your ailment?
I'm blessed. I'm not going to say.
That's her right. If I left my...
I'm blessed. You're stealing that power. I'm blessed to steal someone else's power. Oh boy. Yeah, there's no reason for this to exist anywhere in the United States, anywhere. All you got to do is send some officers who are supposed to protect people's property rights. Like, that's their main job. I know you might think that their job is a tax collector for the state or the local area that they work for, but their actual main job is to protect people's property rights. Their personal property, their bodily property, their personal property, all those kinds of things. So you send a police officer, this person's trespassing, he won't leave my house, and you arrest them, and you take them out of there. Maybe you don't put them in jail, keep them in jail, whatever. I guess they're nonviolent, you know. You just arrest them, you take them out of there, and then the person who owns the place can move in, or they can sell it, or do whatever. It's that simple. You know, earlier when that girl was just simply solving problems for people? It's literally, there's your solution right there. If I was dictator day one, I would institute every single squatter gets put out on the street immediately. No question. If you don't own the property and the property owner wants you to not be there, you're gone. Day one, you're gone. Okay, that is technically number 8. We skipped over to number 9 earlier, which means now we will skip to number 10. That is also a video. I have seen Gavin Newsom play this several times, post this several times. I don't know if it's specifically a Gavin Newsom commercial. You know, Jack Posobiec says that Gavin Newsom released a new ad. I don't know if this is like a Newsom-specific ad. You guys could let me know if it is. I didn't look that up. You've probably seen it. These people trying to get across state lines, but they're carrying some contraband with them. That contraband's a baby, and they're going to get in trouble. Let's see.
We're almost there. You're going to make it.
Trump Republicans want to criminalize young Alabama women who travel for reproductive care.
Miss, I'm going to need you to step out of the vehicle. Take a pregnancy test.
Stop them by taking action at righttotravel.org. Campaign for Democracy Group is responsible for the content of this advertising.
So, we all know that is not actually something that happens. We're all well aware of that, and I don't think anyone has proposed that this would be a thing that would happen, that you would pull over women driving a car and ask them to take a pregnancy test. That's ridiculous. But it's probably an effective ad. It's probably a very effective ad. You know what? It's such an effective ad that I think that we should start doing it. That people on the right should start doing it. Why aren't people on the right doing this? Is this even dumb? I don't know. This is an effective way to manipulate the population and scare them into giving you power or keeping you in power by scaring them about something that's never going to happen. How about that? Why don't we start making these ads? That could be cool. we do ads about what's going to happen under a communist dictatorship, socialist dictatorship, whatever it is. What's going to happen? You're just taken and you're put in Google. Let's make an ad where someone gets sent to a prison camp for posting about anti-vaccine propaganda or something like that. Or maybe they get sent to a prison camp because they didn't pay the proper amount of taxes, or they didn't want to pay reparations. Like, oh, you didn't pay your reparations, you're going to get sent to the gulags, you know? Why don't we just do that? Some people need to get on this. If this is how we're going to do ads, if we're going to make, you know, what I just described is probably just as likely or more likely than what this ad is describing. But anyhow, that's my idea for this. That's what I want to do. I'm not even mad anymore about this. Good job. Good job, Gavin Newsom. Okay, let's go over the, that was being sarcastic about the good job part, by the way. Anyhow, let's go back over the votes. Let's get the votes in. Don't Bleep of the Week voting channel. That was a whole lot of things. I understand that was so many things that we just went through. Number one was Joe Biden, and that encompassed several items for Joe Biden. That was the pause moment and the fact that the White House actually just put inaudible right there as if you couldn't actually understand the word that he said. That's because it's clearly embarrassing that he said the pause out loud, the quiet pause out loud. That was also the Sheets discrimination lawsuit. That was also him tweeting essentially that he's going to raise everyone's taxes by letting the tax cut expire. And that's also them saying that raising capital gains taxes is a good way to tax white people, you know, to fix racial inequality. And so that all goes for Joe Biden, number one. Then we have the climate, LGBTQAI, whatever, people plus the disproportionately affecting them. Then we have the Dexter Taylor. Don't you come in here with that Second Amendment. This is New York. So we have that judge right there for Dumb Bleep. That's number three. Number four was that girl who said that she has the solution for inflation, and the solution is clearly to print more money. She seemed to be serious about this, unfortunately. Number five, I'd say the dumbest bleep was Greg Abbott's words about how, I don't like what these people are saying. They belong in jail. Not, here's the rules that they've broken and the code of conduct on their university grounds that they signed up for, and so they should be arrested. It's, I don't like what they're saying. These people should be arrested, should be thrown in jail, maybe be expelled. So does that thing. Included with that were those girls who had no clue why they were there protesting. They're just there, and they're upset. They're ready to burn something down, probably. I don't know. Maybe not. But they're upset. They're ready to go. Why? They don't know. But it's fun. It gives them some meaning in their lives, even if they don't know why they're there or what it comes from. It's great. It's perfect. I don't know if they were trolling or whatever. Number six, we really would use Josh's TikTok argument. The fact that they don't want to sell validates the national security argument. So someone makes a national security argument against you, says that you got to be forced to sell whatever it is, and you don't want to do it. You've just validated your aggressor at that point. You validated the government, because why wouldn't you just sell? You couldn't possibly just want to own your own company. No, the national security argument is valid. I'm not saying it isn't valid, by the way, but that's a stupid reason for it to be valid, the fact that someone doesn't want to. By the way, included in this that we didn't talk about because we were running out of time was Charlie Kirk. This is still in the TikTok Dumb Bleep number six. I'm just explaining these because there was a lot of stuff in here today. In 2020, he said it's time to fully block TikTok. And let's see, 2023, January, he said ban TikTok. And a couple days ago, he said, Biden just banned TikTok. He's so controlled by the tech companies that he's risking his support with Gen Z. Young voters won't forget this. He didn't just post. You know, he could have posted, hey, good job, Biden, for banning TikTok. I've literally been calling for this for years. Nope. Trump is the same way, by the way. He literally tried to ban TikTok. And now he's like, oh, no, Joe Biden's banning TikTok. That's bad. Number seven was Matt Walsh. We should not advance technologically or have innovation because it will hurt people's jobs. If that's got to be the first time anyone ever made that argument, Matt. That is a freaking genius argument. Let me tell you what. Number eight was the squatter, blessed, hashtag blessed, to be able to steal someone else's stuff. That's great. Number nine, baseball. They're against DEI, and that's why they've got more Latino and Asian people than they used to have, and less white people and less black people. It's because they're against diversity. I don't know what the argument is at all. By the way, the argument did not mention that. They did not mention that the percentage for white people went down as well. They just try to lead you to believe that the MLB is actually de-diversifying, even though technically, if diversity means not white, they got more diversified over this 10-year period. But whatever. Who cares about facts? Number 10 is that ad that Gavin Newsom's been posting all over, criminalizing, pulling you over, forcing you to take a pregnancy test before you get across the state lines. All right, get those votes in, everyone. Get those votes in. Oh, go to joingml.com. Joingml.com. That brings you to the Fed Haters Club. Those are the people that we've been talking to this whole time. They're voting right now. Wouldn't you like to vote for Dumb Bleep of the Week? Wouldn't you like to have a say? Okay. Are you anti-democracy? You just want a select few individuals to decide the fate of Dumb Bleep of the Week without actually having representation for your beliefs? Right now, who would be like that? I don't understand. So if you're listening right now, you want to go to joingml.com. It's $7 a month. You can help change the world for me by going and paying at least $7 a month. Okay? That's just the lowest amount. If you actually care about the future of humanity, you can kick in a little bit more. But, you know, that's up to you and whether or not you care about the future of human beings. So you make your own decisions and then sleep at night. Afterwards. Okay, and also go to GodHatesFeds.com. We got a bunch of shirts there. Are the votes done? Are the votes done? Going once. Going twice. Going three times. And it's the campus protest saga. This encompasses Greg Abbott's post, and it also goes all the way to those two chicks who had no clue why the heck they were actually there, which was hilarious. That was the most laughing I did during this show, and so that must mean that it was pretty dumb.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.